Hello. Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome. Hi, everybody. Hey. I'm doing well. Welcome to Face the Music's final concert of the season at Roulette. We typically do about 4 concerts a season here, and this is one of our most favorite places in all of New York City to play at. So we're very happy to be here, and tonight is going to focus on works composed by our student composer-performers, which you'll hear later on. And we're going to start with one of the pieces by one of our longtime Face the Music students and student composer-performers, Branch Freeman. And actually, this season is Branch's last season with Face the Music because he goes on to Swarthmore College next year. We'll also later on end the night with Soundbite Orchestra, which is our avant-garde improvisation experimental all-around weirdness ensemble. If you see porcelain cups, coins, glass, anything that you might be like, wow, I could find this in a thrift store. Yeah, that's what we use in Soundbite Orchestra. But first, Dynamo. Can I get an A, Branch? So typically after we perform a work by one of our student composer performers, we do a little bit of a talk back. It's a Face the Music tradition, and we continue it at every concert. So, number one, who are you? What do you do? What's your name? How old are you? Where do you go to school?
Hi. So my name is Branch Freeman. I'm a current senior, or I guess I no longer. I'm about to graduate from Stuyvesant High School. I think Vasu mentioned I'm going to Swarthmore College next fall in Philadelphia, so I'm really looking forward to that. I've been with Face the Music for a long, long time.
Like 10 years?
Something like that. Since middle school, so maybe 5, 6 years. It's been a while.
Wow, so almost 10 years, basically.
Yeah.
For me, it's a long time.
So talk about what it's... You've written pieces for Face the Music before, and how has... Tell us what the experience is like writing music for people who are your age to work on, to workshop, and to perform.
Well, this is actually the first... I think it's the first piece I've actually workshopped with Face the Music in the real way where we rehearse every week. Before this, last year I did a piece where which I wrote and I worked with members of Face the Music, but this was my first real experience workshopping the piece, and it's really been fantastic. I think that, you know, it's so valuable for a composition student to be able to hear their music performed and played. Because you learn so much from working with musicians who are subject to certain limitations which you have to learn about as a composer. So, and working with people my age just makes it more fun. You know, I can relate to them. I'm a musician myself, I'm a pianist, so these are all, you know, my friends, people I know, and it just makes it easier and more fun.
Cool. And the final obligatory question, what do you listen to these days?
Well, I'd say the last, I don't know, few months I've gotten really into Baroque stuff. I've been listening to Goldberg Variations on like an endless loop, so that's something. And, you know, I think that in a weird way, you know, this piece I, you know, was just playing is so totally different from that, but I think certain aspects of the energy are very similar. So, you know, that's it.
Thank you, Branch.
So let's talk a little bit about it. First of all, who are you? What's your name? How old are you? Where you go to school?
My name is Ari Dubow. I'm 17, and I go to Elizabeth Irwin High School.
And where will you be going next year?
Next year I'll be going to Deep Springs College, which is it's a small college in California.
Cool. So what were you thinking about when you wrote this piece? When did you write it? Any influences?
I wrote this piece in 10th grade. So 2 years ago, a band I was really liking at that time was Snarky Puppy, so I was listening to them a lot, and a lot of the changes are actually directly from one of their songs.
Cool, and what are you listening to now?
I listen to mostly jazz. I'm actually primarily a jazz saxophone player, so I've been listening to a lot of Wayne Shorter and John Coltrane recently.
Thank you. So, for the record, please state your name and occupation.
Hi, I'm Elisha Jimenez. I'm 12, and I am a student at school. And I go to the special music school at Kaufman Music Center.
Cool. And who is your percussion teacher?
Chris Graham.
Cool. Woo! Yeah, we all love Chris Graham here. So what inspired you to write the piece, man? Actually, can you, a little bit before you talk about what inspired you, what's the piece about?
Well, the piece is basically themes and variations on a melody which sounds Caribbean to me, at least. So I played around with it using this computer program with copy and paste, and I...
Can I ask... Why did you pick the instruments you picked?
Well, I'm a percussionist, so I like marimba, I like vibraphone. I thought the bass would hold a really nice bass line to the piece, and it really adds the Caribbean factor to it.
Mm-hmm. When the piece started, did you know that this was the kind of piece you wanted to write, or did you kind of start with a couple melodies and let it grow from there?
I started with a couple melodies and let it build itself.
Cool. And can I ask, what other kinds of music are you listening to right now?
Well, I'm listening to a lot of classical music, but I'm not, you know, forgetting about the kind of pop music there. But I like contemporary music as well. I like all music.
Word. Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. much. You got a time to want to join me over here? Oh. So, tell us a little about yourself and how you came to composing, where you're in school, how old you are.
Hi, my name is Yonatan Rosen. I'm a composer and percussionist. I'm 18 years old. I go to LaGuardia High School. I'm about to graduate from there. I'm going to be going to the Peabody Institute next year. I started composing in ninth grade. My mom's a composer, so that's how I got introduced to composition. She also told me about this program, which is how I got into modern music in general. It was just something I kind of found natural, and composing is just something I like to do for fun, and hopefully I can do it as a profession also.
Awesome. Yeah. And tell us about this piece. Where does this title come from, and how does it work in the piece in your mind?
Actually, truthfully, I wrote this piece quite a long time ago. I've sort of forgot kind of my process, but what I do remember is that the soloist, the saxophone, is the dissenting opinion, and he kind of stands out from the rest. And as you can see in the second kind of half, the more rhythmic, it's kind of like a fight in between the two, where eventually the soloist gets overpowered by the rest of the ensemble. That's kind of how that came along.
And so the solo part is improvised, right?
Yeah.
And so did you write this piece with Emma in mind?
No, I actually wrote this piece with someone else in mind, but I met Emma after I wrote this piece.
It
seemed like she's a jazz musician, so improvisation isn't anything new to her. Nice. Yeah.
And what are you listening to these days?
Lately, I've been listening to more classical pieces. I've been listening to a lot of string quartets, especially by Paul Hindemith. He's cool. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Soundbite Orchestra, feel free to come up on stage. Are the rest of you. So while we're getting set up for Soundbite Orchestra and before I turn it over to Akash, just want to give tell you a little bit more about the program. Face the Music is the country's, hey guys, in the front, I see you. Face the Music is the country's only youth ensemble dedicated to music by living composers. So we focus on creating the next generation of music and musicians through music by living composers. They don't necessarily have to be classical composers. They don't necessarily have to be jazz composers, but they do need to be alive. So we also put out a call for scores each year, and for next season, the deadline for our call for scores for next season is September 30th. So you got a few more months to get your pieces in. For more information about Face the Music, just go to kaufmanmusiccenter.org/facethemusic. We play out at a bunch of different venues all throughout New York City, and we work with an excellent team of coaches and conductors. I'd like to give a shout out to a few folks. Number one, our managing director, Ian Monroe, right over there. Yep. Ian is also one of the teachers at our sister program, Special Music School. Many of you go there, so a round of applause for Special Music School. Yep. And some of you are going to go there next year as well. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Roulette, which is probably our favorite venue in New York City. And the crew, Brendan, Warman, and the folks in the front as well. So I think I've given all the shout outs I need to give. So here is, what? Oh, and the conductors, so our entire team of coaches and conductors, we work with quite a few. We'll start with, who's on stage right now, Akash Mittal, who runs Soundbite Orchestra, and Samurai Mama Big Band, which is our new jazz ensemble. In the back, David Bloom, who leads Face the Music Philharmonic, which is our advanced chamber orchestra, and he runs his own ensemble, Contemporaneous. Yes, clicks, clicks, clicks all over. Phil Rashkin is somewhere here. I don't know where he is, but yes. And we work with many others who are not here today. So, without further ado, Akash, huh? Joe Tucker, there you are, yes. Joe Tucker is also, he's one of our percussion teachers at Special Music School, and he teaches Jason Miller over there, so all good. Thank you. There's, okay, Akash, here.
Shout out to Vasa.
And Vasu, our artistic director. All right, I'm really excited to be presenting this piece, Distractions, by Conrad Keane, for you this evening. Distractions, or Conrad Keane, is a composer based in Denver, Colorado, and he's significant in my life because he runs an ensemble called the Playground Ensemble, and I feel like he's created a whole new music scene in Colorado. And he commissioned me for my first sort of non-jazz piece, and his organization's commissioned me as a composer almost annually since then. He also does a lot of work as a composer himself, and this piece in particular, I think, really embodies everything that he is. It involves humor, kind of goofiness, weird sounds with weird things, and then there's always this tinge of darkness kind of in underlying everything. So if you can hear any of the words, I think you'll find that in there. So I just want to read you some of his notes real quick before we start to just set the stage. Distractions is a piece of color music for at least four unspecified players, percussion, and a narrator. The score is a combination of traditional notation and colorful shapes. These abstract figures are visual representations of sound and can include direction and shape of line, dynamics, articulation, duration, rhythmic pattern, etc. Change in color represents a change in instrument, timbre, register, possibly dynamic or articulation, all to be determined by the player. Shape, direction, texture, and color in relation to music are not new concepts and provide a loose basis for their realization. By combining our current system of notation with a series of colorful shapes and symbols, performers are given parameters to work within, but are allowed to do what is musically most important, create. Through interpretation, the colors, shapes, and figures allow performers to cater to their strengths and actively become part of the creative process. In essence, I have gotten out of the way to let creative people do what they do. This will be performed in four movements: the sun, the stars, the moon, and the end. So please hold your applause until we finish the fourth movement. Thank you.
Two and three, and each square of this. meditation. She lives the planet of summer. It is planet.
Structures. again. The sun will never shine again. People offer condolences as they pass by. My throne of discontent, I hear and see none of it.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.